Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680, joined by Tim Hudson of the Giants. Timmy, a very special weekend in Cooperstown this weekend. Bobby Cox goes in, and an Auburn alum, and it's Frank Thomas going into the Hall of Fame. I want to get your thoughts about Bobby Cox and Frank Thomas.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously, you know, it's a pretty star-studded Hall of Fame induction class this year. Obviously, I've had a chance to play with Bobby, and, you know, unbelievable guy, unbelievable manager. Obviously, his credentials speaks for itself. But you know, he's that manager that players love to play for. You know, they laid it all out for him every night, and you know, he was amazing he's able to always get the most out of his players, even when things were going tough for you. He always seemed to make you feel like you were much better than you were at that time. I remember we had a 9-game losing streak at one time, and we had a team meeting, and after that team meeting, I felt like we were the best team in the league, and we just lost 9 in a row. So he just had that, you know, that confidence in his players and made you feel the same way.
Boy, nice to have Tim Hudson with us talking about Bobby Cox. Umpires and Bobby Cox, I mean, he almost got thrown out for a whole season if you added up all the games. He was someone who chirped and got thrown out, and the next day it was all forgotten.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's one reason why the players love playing for him so much. You knew that he was going to be fighting for you every pitch, every inning in that dugout. You know, you had so much respect for him because you knew that he was fighting for you just as hard as you were fighting out there on the field. And, you know, as a player, that's all you can ask for. You know, he was the ultimate player's manager. You know, the umpires, you know, they heard it. You know, but at the same time, they had to respect him as well just because they knew what he was doing. They knew that he was fighting for his team. And, yeah, that's all you can ask for.
And he wore spikes. I like that.
Yeah, you know, you get to the field at 2 or 3 o'clock every day, and he'd be in full uni, full pants, had his nails on. And, you know, he's one of the last true throwbacks, I think, in the game. You know, I think the game is getting away from those gritty, grindy kind of managers, and he was one of those.
Well, pleasure to have Tim Hudson talk about Bobby Cox. I enjoyed every visit he came into San Francisco. He loved criminal law. He liked to talk to me about criminal law. We'd sit in that stands at 2 in the afternoon in full uniform, maybe that, and all he wanted to do was talk about cases and criminal law. So it was a lot of fun. Frank Thomas from Auburn, you told me this. I'm shocked. The first SEC alum to go into the Hall of Fame. My goodness.
It is. You know, it is pretty shocking. It is shocking just because, you know, obviously the SEC has always been a great baseball conference and a lot of great players over the years. And I'm sure he's not going to be the last one, but it is shocking that he is the first. You know, obviously us, you know, Auburn family, we're thrilled to death, you know, that Frank's able to, you know, represent, you know, Major League Baseball and Hall of Fame and Auburn. And, you know, he's a great guy, and you know, we're proud to call him one of our own.
Well, you pitched against him, a great eye. And people always say, well, he should have gone out of the strike zone a little bit more, but his career spoke for itself.
Yeah, it did. You know, he was a guy that, you know, knew the strike zone, didn't go out of the strike zone, but was able to hit for power. You know, he was a guy that, you know, he earned, you know, the kind of strike zone that the umpires gave him. I think, you know, obviously, you know, pitching against him when I was a younger guy, I was thinking, man, you know, it's pretty much if this guy don't swing at it, it's a ball. You know, because umpires were really reluctant to call a borderline pitch on him, a strike. So, but you know what? As superstar players have their career, they earn those kinds of things. And boy, he's had a really good career.
Yeah, I remember when you used to pitch against me. You put a ball on the outside corner like you used to do. Bango, right center field.
Yeah, he had some pop. You know, he was. You know, it's amazing. I look back at pictures from when he was at Auburn. He was just as big and strong as he was in Auburn as he was in the big leagues. He was just a big, strong fella that had power to all fields. And you know, he get those big arms extended, man. He'd really put it over. You know, he'd spin your cap.
Yeah, I remember it very well. All right, Maddox and Glavine going in. Of course, they're Atlanta Braves and part of your family as well.
Yeah, you know, two great guys. Obviously, I didn't get a chance to play with Maddox, but I did have an opportunity to play with Glav for a short time in Atlanta. And, you know, just classy guy. You know, I grew up a fan of the Braves, so watching those guys through the early 90s was always exciting. You know, so I'm thrilled to have said that I was teammates with two of those guys, you know, with Bobby and Glav. And, you know, I'm thrilled for him and his family. He has a great family. They've all been great ambassadors to the game for a lot of years.
Yeah, Hall Hall of Fame is special, isn't it? Isn't it amazing when you look at the list who goes in?
It is. You know, it's it is. You know, and it's the Hall of Fame for a reason. You know, you can, you know, it's not the Hall of really good players. It's the Hall of the best, and it should be looked at that way. And I think they do a really great job of getting the guys in there for the most part. They really deserve it.
Yeah.
This class right here, there's no question about them.
Yeah. Timmy, thanks so much as always. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, more coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.